to move effortlessly and spontaneously like we used to in natural settings.
That sounds like fun, apart from climbing trees, that is. I don't think I'm quite up to that.
Oh, come on, Bill. You don't know until you try.
では、デイリーエクササイズです。ビニエットの内容に沿ってブランクに入る適切な語句、あるいは質問に対する答えを選んでください。
1. Pat says there are adult playgrounds in the UK. A. Segregated. B. Similar. C. Selective. 2. What does to hit upon mean in this conversation? A. To enthusiastically support. B.To completely reject. C. To come up with. 3. Pat says Britain is China regarding adult playgrounds. A. Deceiving. B. Copying. C. Satirizing. The answers are 1. B. Similar. Pat says there are similar adult playgrounds in the UK.
今回のビネットの最初のところで Pat Macmillan Then it's much the same in Britain と言ってましたね。ですからここに入るのは B の similar となります。
2. C. What does to hit upon mean in this conversation? To come up with.
ビネットに出てきた hit upon an idea というのは考えを思いつくという意味でしたね。ですからここは C の to come up with が正解です。
3.B. Copying. Pat says Britain is copying China regarding adult playgrounds.
ビニエットの中に出てきた Take a leaf from someone's book というのは人のやることを手本にする、真似るという意味でしたね。ですからここは B の Copying が正解です。では最後の Quote Unquote に行きましょう。今日はフランスの作家のアンドレ・ジードの言葉です。
Be faithful to that which exists within yourself.
あなた自身のうちに存在するものに忠実であれ。いかがでしたか？この4月からリスナーになられた方も、これまで継続して聞いてくださっている方も、ご一緒に学習してまいりましょう。That's all for today.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Business Communication in Action.
Hello, everybody. 杉田聡です。さあ、実践ビジネス英語の時間がやってきました。
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Heather Howard. Let's take a look at conversation at work.
それではご一緒に勉強してまいりましょう。今回のビニエットのテーマは Summer Camp for Adults 大人のためのサマーキャンプ。今日はその6回目です。ではここでまずこのレッスンのビニエットを通しで聞いてみましょう。
Say Alice, how's your dad doing these days? Is he coping all right with being a widower?
He's doing very well, thanks. He's enrolled himself in a summer camp for adults and is looking forward to it.
A summer camp for adults? You're joking, right?
No, I'm as serious as a heart attack, which is perhaps an apt simile in this case. Summer camps for adults are aimed at people of a certain age who want rest and relaxation that's also physically and mentally stimulating. The number of summer camps for adults has grown 10% a year over the past decade in the United States. 1 million adults went to camp last year.
Well, I never. You learn something every day.
These camps appeal to the inner child in all of us.Some of my fondest childhood memories are from Camp Runawatha. Ah, it was so nice to escape my parents and have fun in a wonderful sylvan setting. I made a lot of good friends there.
It sounds idyllic, but please tell me more about this adult camp dear old Peter is off to.
Well, when he was younger, my dad used to go to adventure college to learn to ride and rope cattle. He had so much fun living out his childhood dream of being a cowboy. But he's too old to get back in the saddle now, so he signed himself up for a bird watching and conservation camp on the coast of Maine. He's always been a keen bird watcher.
Bird watching camp? It sounds rather sedate.
Not really. There's a full slate of activities to keep the participants busy. Besides keeping a tally of all the avian species they've spotted, campers clean up nesting sites and go on hikes to enjoy the beautiful seaside scenery. There are drawing and photography classes, and after a dinner featuring scrumptious local dishes like lobster, they listen to lectures on the local flora and fauna by ornithologists and other experts.
It sounds like a jolly lark, excuse the pun. Seriously, though, I'm sure your father will be in his element.
Yes, he's really looking forward to it. It'll be good for him to have a change of scene and meet new people in a healthy, relaxed environment. I'm kind of hoping he finds a female of a non-avian species who triggers his interest, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I will refrain from any crass puns involving birds.
Speaking of new opportunities for adults, I took my parents to an adult playground on Sunday. And don't get the wrong idea. I'm not talking about taking mom and dad to some sort of seedy club. New York City has a few dozen such playgrounds now. They get people off their sofas and into the outdoors with playground equipment that's specially designed for adults.
That's a great idea. Sometimes I walk by a playground and think what fun it would be to get on the swings and forget about adult responsibilities.
In New York City, adults are banned from playgrounds unless accompanied by a child. But more and more civic officials and health experts around the country are talking about the health and social benefits of adult playgrounds. They say playgrounds for grown-ups stand a better chance than gyms of stemming the rise in obesity and related ailments.
That's good news for the gym-averse among us. Some of my friends view going to the gym with about the same enthusiasm as going to the dentist.
Yes, adult playgrounds are just the thing for people who dread the prospect of going to the gym. Lately, people all over the world are asking whether gyms are the best route to fitness. They're looking for alternatives that are more fun or functional and less expensive. The idea is to make physical activity enjoyable and accessible, to make it part of the daily routine.
I don't have a problem with going to the gym, but now I'm keen to check out an adult playground. I'm going to spread the word among my couch potato friends.
Adult playgrounds are a practical application of what's known as nudge theory. Because people are inherently lazy, they often need to be gently guided or nudged in the right direction.
That makes sense to me. It's amazing what a bit of friendly persuasion can do.
Adult playgrounds are also a great antidote to isolation, and there's a lot of research showing that regular exercise has a positive effect on health. It can help prevent or lessen obesity, depression, heart disease, diabetes, and loss of memory.
And those are definitely concerns for a man Dad's age. I think I'll take him to an adult playground with me when he gets back from birdwatching camp. Who knows, he might spot some interesting species while he's working out.
Do these playgrounds have the same kind of equipment you'd find in a regular children's playground? Swings, slides, jungle gyms, and that sort of thing?
Some do, yes, but most of them have outdoor versions of the fitness equipment you'd find in a gym.
Then it's much the same in Britain. Exercise bikes, weightlifting machines, and so on. The adult playground trend has caught on in a big way in the UK in the last few years. I understand the inspiration came from China, where there's a long tradition of adults exercising.
Yes, I often see older Chinese practicing Tai Chi in parks here in Manhattan. They all look to be in pretty good shape.
So the Chinese government hit upon the idea of playgrounds for adults with modern gym equipment. And now companies and local governments in Britain have taken a leaf from China's book.
What's this I hear about the natural movement that's becoming popular in Europe lately?
That's another exercise alternative for gym-allergic adults. The underlying concept is to base exercise on the kinds of activities we enjoyed as children, like running, climbing trees, throwing and catching. Its proponents say urban living has reduced our ability to move effortlessly and spontaneously like we used to in natural settings.
That sounds like fun, apart from climbing trees, that is. I don't think I'm quite up to that.
Oh, come on, Bill. You don't know until you try.
では、Talk the Talk です。ここではこのレッスンのテーマについてヘザーさんと話をしています。テキストを参考にお聞きください。Now, in our current vignette, the H&B staffers discuss summer camps for adults, specifically a bird-watching camp that Alice Collins' father is going to visit. Would you like to do something like that, Heather?
Well, I probably wouldn't go for bird-watching, though my husband, who's a wildlife artist, would love it. But the idea of an adult summer camp in general sounds fabulous. We've all got things that we'd love to do but just don't have the time for, or childhood fantasies that never came to be, and it would be wonderful to immerse myself in something like that for a while. It's quite an industry, apparently. There are now about 800 camps for adults in the United States.
So what kind of camp would you like to attend?
I did a little internet searching and came across a Broadway camp, which lets participants live out their fantasy of singing, dancing, or acting in a Broadway show. That was always my ultimate crazy dream, to be a Broadway singing star. So I would jump into a camp like that with both feet. According to their website, participants rehearse in the same studios that Broadway shows and touring companies use, and meet award-winning performers. They offer everything from a one-day session, where you learn songs and dances from a favorite musical, and then attend the show, to a five-day package where you play a featured role in a review of classic Broadway tunes.
That does sound like fun. Any other things you'd like to try?
I'd like to try an ice skating camp, too. I've loved to watch competitive figure skating since I was a little girl, and I often went to an ice rink at a shopping mall near my home in Portland, Oregon. But all I could ever do was skate forward and not fall down. I'd love to learn how to skate backwards, do a simple spin, and maybe, just maybe, a single jump, but maybe that would be reaching for the stars.
The conversation eventually turns to alternative forms of exercise for adults. Pat McMillan talks about the natural movement in Europe, which bases exercise on the kinds of activities we enjoyed as children, including climbing trees, throwing, and catching.
That sounds like a great idea. One of the best workouts I ever got came from 2 4-year-old children in a park. My nephew and one of his friends recruited me to play the bad guy from a cartoon show they like. And it was pretty strenuous. I hid behind rocks and trees and then jumped out to surprise them and chase them around the park while hissing and shooting lightning bolts out of my fingertips. So I essentially did 45 straight minutes of jumping squats and running without even noticing it. It was terrific fun. And the next day, my muscles were aching like you can't believe.
Sounds like the only thing missing was an upper body component.
Yes, and I could have easily added that with a ball. I did the other day, actually, when my husband and I took our daughter to the park with some friends. He and I started running and throwing a ball around, and it really brought home how much weaker my arms and back have become in recent years. Once again, I was pretty sore the next day. That's probably one of the biggest downsides of modern urban living. We don't use our upper bodies nearly as much as we should.
では、リスニングチャレンジです。
Question 1. What time will the meeting be held? A. 11 a.m. B. 1 p.m. C. 3 p.m. Here we go.
What time is our meeting today, Helen?
We scheduled it for 3, but Jim won't be able to make it. He's got to meet a client.
But he needs to be there. We're going to talk about the new product, so we need his input.
He told me that he'll be busy from 2:30 to 4 this afternoon. And I know he's not available all this morning either.
Well, why don't we meet right after lunch then? Are you free?
I could manage an hour from 1.
That's perfect. It shouldn't take more than an hour anyway. I'll check to see what meeting rooms are available and give you a call before 11.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The answer is B, 1 p.m.
ビルとヘレンの会話でしたね。ヘレンが I could manage an hour from 1 と言ったのに対してビルは That's perfect と答えてましたね。ですから答えは B の 1pm となります。では確認のためにもう一度聞いてみましょう。
What time is our meeting today, Helen?
We We scheduled it for 3, but Jim won't be able to make it. He's got to meet a client.
But he needs to be there. We're going to talk about the new product, so we need his input.
He told me that he'll be